At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today is the day. I know I said Monday was the day, and I know they reported on Tuesday, but as you start your day today, you start it knowing Eagles football is back in South Philadelphia. The Eagles will be on the practice field today for day one of training camp, 2025 training camp, as WIP is calling it, Champ Camp. My boss came up with that one. He loves alliterations. It's a good one. But regardless, today's the day the practice begins. So we got a full pod for you. But what that also means is later today, we got a post-practice pod. Me and James talking about practice back together. He's done with his vacation. I'm done with my vacation. The Eagles are done with their vacation as practice begins today. So let's talk about what's on the schedule. Wow, got chills. I mean, we're back to what's on the schedule. On the schedule today, 9:30 a.m., Nick Sirianni speaks to the media for the first time at training camp. You can check that out on WIP. I'm sure we'll be streaming it. If not, we'll have all the quotes and interesting things he had to say on the daily pod for you tomorrow, so make sure you check that out. So 9:30, Nick Sirianni, 10 a.m., practice begins. We'll see how long they go today. It's only day one of camp. My guess is they'll probably go a little over an hour, but it's still practice and it's still football. So 10 a.m. practice begins. Make sure, if you want to, and why would you not want to, follow along all the social media platforms. I'll have all the different updates for you. Plays, who stood out, who's practicing, who's not, and of course, the training camp stats. So 10 a.m. today, practice begins, and follow along for live updates. But then we're also going to have a post-practice pod for you talking about what happened. And then after practice, players are going to speak. I'm guessing we're going to hear from, at the very least, Jalen Hurts. It wouldn't surprise me if it was Jalen, AJ, Saquon. We'll get some good players today. So I'm not sure exactly when that'll be because I don't know how long practice is. But after practice at 10 a.m., players will speak. So this is what you need to be paying attention to today. 9:30, Nick Sirianni, 10 o'clock practice, after practice, press conferences. Man, it feels good to be back. So that is your plan for today. Now let's get into some of the news of the day. And the Eagles did make some roster moves on Tuesday as they begin training camp. And let me just say something quickly. So first, thank you to everybody that took the time to fill out that survey. Truly warmed my heart reading all the nice things you had to say. Honestly, I thought about printing it out and posting it on my wall. Like, it was just so kind how nice you all were to me and James for the pod. And it means the world that you guys took the time to write nice things, to give us feedback. And I can tell you already that we got some things coming that are a direct response of the survey from you guys. So thank you so much for all that. But one thing that was in there is Elliot, you got to be better with name pronunciation. And I agree. Also the yawning. I'm going to work on the yawning. I thought, honestly, the yawning and the name pronunciation thing were a fun thing we were doing. Turns out that's not the case. So I'm going to be better at pronouncing names. Good start there. And you'll never hear me yawn on the pond a single time again. Swear. You will never hear another yawn on this podcast. So that being said, the Eagles, as a way to test me, signed a player on Tuesday that is a tough name to pronounce. So I spent a solid 20 minutes online researching how to pronounce it, listening to people say it. So here we go. The Eagles on Tuesday signed defensive end Ogbo Okoronkwo. Ogbo Okoronkwo from the Cleveland Browns. He's played for the Browns. He's played for the Rams. I believe he played for the Houston Texans, if I'm not mistaken. But an interesting signing for sure. So he is someone that comes to the Eagles. He's 30 years old, 80 games of NFL experience, 17 sacks in 6 years. Certainly not an amount that's going to get you signed early in free agency. But that's not nothing either. And what I like about it is if you look at his last 3 years, 5 sacks, 4.5 sacks, and 3 sacks. So he has over half of his sacks, in fact, almost all of his sacks over the past 3 years. 25 quarterback hits the last 3 years. 67 quarterback hurries the past 3 years. 6'2", 250 pounds. You watch some highlights of him. Definitely undersized, but looks quick. And, you know, an interesting body type for the position. So interesting signing. Again, Ogbo Okoronkwo. Ogbo Okoronkwo is the name of the player they signed. And I'm working on pronunciation, and I promise you I will be better at it. So thank you for the feedback. In terms of his roster chances, the fact he's a veteran is a little interesting. He could potentially be a practice squad guy. I think barring injury, he's not going to make the team. You look at their edge position, obviously Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Azeez Ojulari, Patrick Johnson, Josh Uche, Pal Ryland, the rookie. There's a lot of people he'll have to pass to get on the roster, so it's going to be tough. But there's an intriguing profile there for sure. So they signed him, and they also brought in Jacob Sykes. Look that one up as well. It'd be ironic if I was pronouncing it incorrectly, but I'm trying, guys. I promise you I am trying. I saw someone put that if the players worked hard enough to get the NFL, I should work hard enough to pronounce their names correct. And I think that's a fair point. So I am working on it. I won't be perfect day one, but I promise you I'm working on it. So another defensive lineman. This is a defensive tackle. Comes to Philadelphia. He played in the UFL where he played for the San Antonio Brahmas. Brahmas? Weird name. I don't know who approved that in the meeting when the San Antonio team came up with their name. But played at Harvard, went to UCLA, undrafted in 2023, was briefly with the Seahawks, and then went to the UFL. So probably just a training camp body, probably not going to make the team. But I think both these guys are going to be fighting for practice squad spots. That's probably the ceiling for them. I would say Okoronkwo, a little bit of a better chance of making the roster. But ultimately, two guys that are going to push to be on the practice squad and see what happens from there. To make room on the roster, they waived defensive end KJ Henry and running back Lou Nichols. So Lou Nichols, I feel like, has been signed and cut 4 times. KJ Henry, saw a picture of him at the ring ceremony. Shout out to him, got a ring. We'll see if these guys are back, but for now, they are not. So KJ Henry and Lou Nichols waived, 2 defensive linemen brought in. Okay, so I heard this on WIP a few days ago, and it was basically a caller called in and said one of the things he thinks Jalen is better at than these other quarterbacks is winning. And fairly, I think it was maybe Spike, but fairly the host said something to the effect of, well, you can't really quantify winning, obviously outside a win-loss record, but in terms of proving, you know, this guy is more clutch or this guy knows how to win and the other quarterback doesn't know how to win. And I think that's fair. I don't think there is one stat that tells the whole story of how good a quarterback can be when it comes to knowing how to win a game. I think win-loss record paints a somewhat fair picture, but it's definitely not the full thing because a quarterback can have a drive to win the game. He can leave the field with the lead, and the defense could give it up. So I agree that, you know, saying Jalen knows how to win, while I do think he does, I understand that's not a completely quantifiable stat. But one thing I did think was interesting, because when I was listening to it, I decided to look this up. which is how many fourth quarter comebacks and game-winning drives do the quarterbacks that we most often, you know, associate with Jalen have, right? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, all those guys that are debated in the top five. And again, not a perfect stat, but I thought that the outcome was interesting. Now, one thing is these guys have not all played the same amount of games. Josh Allen has played 111 games. Jalen Hurts has played in 61 games. Patrick Mahomes, 112. So there's kind of a gap between Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, and then Hurts and Burrow, because obviously they were drafted later. But I thought the stats were pretty interesting on it. So Jalen Hurts in 61 games has 21 game-winning drives or fourth quarter comebacks, and I combined them together. Now, obviously, in some games, you get two. You get the fourth quarter comeback and the game-winning drive. So that doesn't mean in 21 games he has done it 21 out of 61 times. It just means he's accumulated 21 of them in 61 games. But regardless, in the 61 games, he has either a game-winning drive, a fourth quarter comeback, or some combination in 34% of his games. Now, let's look at the other quarterbacks. Josh Allen, in 111 games, he has 44, so 39%. Patrick Mahomes in 112 games, he has 42, 37% of his games. So Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Hurts are all in the 30s. Hurts is 34%, Mahomes is 37%, and Allen is 39%. And I think that that's fair. Like, Mahomes deserves to be number one. I think Josh Allen is a more talented quarterback than Jalen Hurts. And I think that that's, if you were to rank those three, I would go Mahomes, Allen, Hurts. Now, obviously, if we include resume, I think Hurts belongs ahead of Allen. But regardless, I think that's fair. But what I did think this stat showed that is also, I think, should be part of the discussion is that Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson had considerably fewer game-winning drives and fourth quarter comebacks. So Lamar Jackson in 103 games, so, you know, 40 more than Hurts, has 22, only 21%. Joe Burrow in 69 games has only 15. He has the fewest of all these five, and that's 21%. Now, again, Joe Burrow has not had the best defense, so that is part of it. There could definitely be times Joe Burrow leads a game-winning drive, but the defense gives it up. But I don't think it's a coincidence that if you look at these five quarterbacks, now Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, but Lamar Jackson is known for not stepping up in the playoffs. And I would say that his team has had the least success of all five of these teams. You could say him or Buffalo, but I would say Buffalo has probably been better than Baltimore. Then if you look at Joe Burrow, has been to a Super Bowl for sure. So he has done something Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson haven't. But at the same time, he didn't go to the playoffs last year. So when you look at them and you just rank them in order, it would, in terms of percentage of games with either a game-winning drive or a fourth quarter comeback, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Not a perfect stat, but I think that if you swap Mahomes and Allen, that's probably a fair ranking. I think Mahomes deserves number one. I think Josh Allen is so talented and just everything he does for that team, I think he should be ahead of Hurts. But Joe Burrow has had chances to win games that he hasn't won. Lamar Jackson has a reputation for not coming up in the playoffs for a reason. And for whatever you want to say about Jalen Hurts, I could probably count on one hand the amount of games he's lost for them. Doesn't mean he's won every game he started, but there's not been many times in my experience of covering Jalen Hurts where a game ends and I go, he is the reason they lost, whether it's because of interceptions, whether it's because of just poor play on the offense. Normally, he's not the reason they lose. He can definitely not contribute to them winning. But I think with Burrow and Lamar, they have a lot of duds. Lamar has duds. Joe Burrow has duds. And Hurts just doesn't really have duds. Like, Burrow and Lamar might have more high-level games, but I think Jalen's consistency, and especially his ability to win late in games, as you could see here, is definitely noteworthy. So just thought that was interesting as, you know, we kind of wrap up list season. I thought looking at just the percentage of fourth quarter games these quarterbacks win, you can quantify it to a certain extent. And Jalen fares very well in that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about before we get into more training camp stuff is that obviously on this pod over the past few weeks, we've talked about the ESPN player rankings. Then we talked about where they had the rosters ranked. The Eagles finished second overall in rankings. And as we went over wide receivers, quarterbacks, all those things, they had a lot of players ranked highly. So as ESPN concludes their series, Jeremy Fowler tweeted out what teams had the most players that finished top 10 in their position. So like Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, that would be two in the top 10. Jalen's in the top 10. Saquon's in the top 10. AJ's in the top 10. The Eagles had more players in the top 10 at their respective positions than any other team. And there was somewhat of a gap. So the Eagles had 10 players in the top 10. And then it was the Lions with 8, the Ravens with 8, the Chiefs with 7, and the Bucks with 6. Now, obviously, obviously 2 is not a massive number, but to be the only team with double digits and to have a 2-player gap, I mean, the Eagles clearly enter this season with a ton of talent on their roster. And that's why expectations are so high. So you will hear the talent kind of thrown back in their face when it comes to ranking Nick and Jalen and all those things. But the reality is the reality. And the reality is the Eagles enter the 2025 season with the most talented roster in the NFL. And that's why I think we'll be doing some daily playoff pods pretty late into February, as we've come accustomed to doing. So on the other side, let's not bury the lead here. Training camp starts today. By the time you listen to this, I might even already be at training camp practice. So I'm going to talk about some of the players I'm most excited to watch, some of the players I'm most interested in, and some guys we'll be talking about a lot over these next few weeks. So that'll be on the other side. But first,
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Word from our sponsors. So training camp practice is today, and it's the beginning of getting a lot of the answers we've been asking questions about this offseason. Who will be with what unit? Where are certain players going to play? And ultimately, when they play Dallas in week one, who can we expect to see out on the field? So as camp begins, I wanted to go over the 9 players that I'm most excited or interested in to see. Now, I'll be honest here. Originally, I was going to do 3. And then I was like, I got to do these players. So I got to 5. And then I couldn't stop at 5. I stopped at 9. I could honestly go through all 91 players. I'm just very excited to see this roster and excited that football is back. But I'm going to focus on these 9 because as you head to work or get ready for the day, you don't have all day to hear me talk about Eagles players. And we'll have a chance to talk about a lot of them as camp goes on. But the 9 players I'm most interested and excited in, let's start off. So number 1 is a player that, to be honest, is going to be hard to watch, but I'm very interested to see where he lines up, if he moves up the depth chart, where he ends up being. and that's Kenyon Green. So on Tuesday, I put out a list of guys I thought were on the roster bubble, guys I thought were locks, and guys I thought were long shots. And I had Kenyon Green as a lock on the roster. Now, as I thought about it more, one quote kept kind of sticking in my mind, which is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, not to bring him up continually, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson said that the Eagles called him and said, we are going to trade you or cut you. And then the next day they called and said, okay, we are going to go to Houston. But the reason I think that's important is because they did not trade Chauncey to get Kenyon Green. They did not trade Chauncey to Houston because they targeted a player. They traded Chauncey because they were always going to get rid of Chauncey, and the team they could find that wanted Chauncey, that had the best offer, was the Texans. Do I think they have interest in Kenyon Green? Of course. And I completely understand why they traded for him. A former first-round pick that has been in not great situation. Houston's not a terrible situation, but it's not one of the best franchises in the NFL. He's had injury problems. And they probably felt, let's bring him in here. Let's put him with Statland, put him in our organization and see how he can do. So I do believe they have interest in Kenyon Green. But the reason I moved him from a lock to on the bubble is I think they view him as a flyer. I think they view Kenyon Green as, let's see what he can do when he's here, as opposed to, this is somebody we are invested in turning into a player. I would put Kenyon Green on my 53-man roster right now, but on Wednesday when I'm out on the field, I don't expect Kenyon Green to be with the starters. I don't even know if he'll be with the second team. He might be with the third team. And if Kenyon Green is going to start with the third team, and what side will he be on, right? Is he even going to play the position that Tyler Seane is starting at? I think there's a chance you might just see him play on the other side. So Kenyon Green, it's going to be hard to watch him just because line play is so difficult to see during practice. But Kenyon Green maybe isn't the roster lock that we thought. There's a real chance that he gets to camp. The Eagles are like, this guy's actually not good, and they just cut him. So I have Kenyon Green as someone that I'm most interested in looking at heading into camp. Now, here's a guy I'm just super excited to watch. And I'm excited about the fact that I'm going to get a chance to watch him. And that is Jahad Campbell. There were times this offseason where Howie was talking and he compared him to Cooper DeJean. And, you know, Vic Fangio said Jahad Campbell wouldn't practice until mid-August. And maybe by mid-August, he won't be fully ready for contact. But I expect to see Jahad Campbell out on the practice field today. And I can't wait to see where he's lining up if he does 11-on-11 drills. He probably won't do 11-on-11 today, but he will soon. And I'm excited to see, is he lining up with Zach Bond, or is he lining up in Zach Bond's place with, you know, whoever the backup middle linebacker is? Are they sending him on blitzes? Is he getting any snaps at an edge rusher? My expectation for Jahad Campbell heading into the season is, I think week one, I would set the over-under on snaps for him at 10.5. I think he will be out on the field. It's just a question of whether he's out there 3 or 4 snaps and they basically just blitz him, or is he able to practice enough that he can have somewhat of a role on the defense, whether that's they're comfortable he's good enough dropping back into coverage, whether they feel he's good enough against the run. One thing I do know that they really like about Jahad Campbell is his speed. And so I think they're going to want to find a way to just have this ultra-athletic, long, fast player cause havoc. And I think through his rookie year, Jahad Campbell will be a disruptor. And so at practice, I'm excited to see where they're using him, what plans they have for him, and also just when he's able to do certain things. So I don't expect him to be a full go day one, but I do expect week one against Dallas, Jahad Campbell will be in uniform and will be out on the field. So I think he's gone a little under the radar just because people view him so much as a luxury pick. People view him as somebody that, you know, they were able to steal, and then there's all these other things. And yeah, that's true. But he's still the first round pick that is expected within 3 years to be a huge part of this defense. And today's the day we get to start watching him develop. So I'm super pumped to see Jahad Campbell out there.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This list would not be complete without Keely Ringo. We've talked about him all offseason, but now's the time. I mean, last year during the year, we were saying Keely's going to get a chance next year with Slagon. In the offseason, it was, will they draft a corner that will replace Keely? In free agency, will they sign a corner that to enough money where they're replacing Keely? Will they trade for somebody? He survived all that. They brought in Adoree Jackson, they drafted Mac McWilliams, but ultimately they did not bring anybody in that will keep Keely off the field. And when the Eagles line up in 11-on-11 today, I expect to see Keely Ringo lined up with the starters. So how will he play? Will he hold on to the job? I think going into camp, I would set the odds he's the starting corner in week one at minus 180, minus 200. Something like that. Like, I think he is the favorite, but I think he is, they're very open to him losing that job. Adoree Jackson, I think, is right there waiting to go if Keely doesn't play well. Now, the good news is when I've seen Keely this offseason, he's played really well. He was awesome in coverage against AJ Brown in the OTAs. He broke up two touchdowns at the last practice of the season. So I think Keely is ready to go. And just athletically, you look at him compared to all the other corners, and he's so much bigger than all of them. He really truly does look closer to Nolan Smith than he does Quinyon. And that size is a major advantage, especially when Quinyon is not undersized, but Quinyon's not a big corner. Cooper's a physical guy for sure, but Cooper doesn't have a lot of experience on the outside. And receivers in the NFL are big now. George Pickens, big guy. DK Metcalf, big guy. Mike Evans, big guy. These are just some players they're going to face. You know, they'll face Mike Evans and George Pickens in the first 3 weeks. So they need a big corner out there to help. And I think Keely has a physical ability to do that. So how will he do down the field? How will he do against when he's matched up against some of the smaller receivers? Because you don't want the opposing offenses just to be able to go out and just make sure the small guy's up against Keely. And then also, what side of the field is he on? Will Quinyon move around? So very interested to see how they're going to use Keely. Next up, a guy that I think we all are very excited about, but also someone we're just kind of assuming is going to have a great year, Moro Ojomo. So Moro Ojomo last year put up some awesome pass rushing stats. I mean, really, his pass rushing stats were very comparable to Milton Williams. And he was awesome in the snaps that he got. I think he played over 400 snaps last year. So he's not an unproven commodity. but he's a crucial part of this defense this year. If Moro Ojomo does not have a good year rushing the passer, that defensive tackle position looks very different very quickly. I think we all expect Jalen Carter to be some version of the same player as last year. It'll be tough to be as good as he was last year just because he was an elite level player, but I think you'd expect a good year out of Jalen Carter. Next to Jalen Carter, you have no idea what you're going to get out of Jordan Davis. We can all project what we want to think or what we think might happen. You don't know what you're going to get. Ty Robinson is a rookie. Milton Williams is gone. And so really, Moro Ojomo is the guy that you look to and say he's got to be able to make opposing interior offensive lines pay if they're going to double Jalen Carter. So kind of like Kenyon Green, it can be tough at times to watch the defensive tackle position. We don't get to watch replays of these practice snaps where we're eye level with them. Field level, I should say. I'm not eye level with pretty much any of the players. But Moro Ojomo, I want to see him in the backfield. I want to leave practices and say, you know what, Moro Ojomo, there was twice where he got after Jalen Hurts, or when he went up against that backup offensive line, he dominated that backup offensive line. So I think he's ready. Being around him since he's been with the Eagles, I think he has all the personality characteristics to be an outstanding NFL player, but now's the day where he has to start proving it. And if he does, again, contractually, this dude is going to get a nice deal next offseason. Another rookie I'll have my eyes on, someone that, look, hand up, I wasn't high on him when they drafted him. But man, Mack McWilliams has really changed my mind in the weeks since they drafted him, or the months, I should say, since they drafted him. Watching about at OTAs, I thought he had good practices. You just hear more about why they like him and the fact that he can play the outside, he can play the inside, the fact he played really well at the Senior Bowl. Quinyon Mitchell played really well at the Senior Bowl prior to him being drafted, and obviously that ended up being, you know, a good indicator of him being a player able to contribute. I don't think Mack McWilliams will start week one, but there might be a world where Keeley's not playing well, Cooper looks really good on the outside, and they think, you know what, we'll go Quinyon on the outside, Cooper on the outside, and we'll put Mack McWilliams in there at the nickel. I think Mack McWilliams will be a starting player for this defense at one point. It's just a matter of when. And could it come sooner than later? If he has an awesome training camp and Keeley doesn't, it definitely could. Now, week one, CeeDee Lamb in the slot, you probably want Cooper DeJean on him. But I'm excited about Mack McWilliams and just, you know, interested to see how they use him and where he ends up. On the offensive side of the ball, a guy that I think has a critical role on this team. You know, we talk so much about how important the backup quarterback is. And I'm not comparing this apples to apples. But a very important backup job on this team is the receiver behind AJ and Devontae, and that's Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson is going to be out on the field as that third receiver, so he's not really a backup. But one of the biggest questions on this team is, if God forbid, knock on wood, AJ Brown or Devontae were to miss a long amount of time, who steps up there? And last year, when Jahan Dotson had the chance, in the limited snaps he had, but in the, you know, I should say the limited games, he had Tampa, he had some in New Orleans, Atlanta, AJ didn't play. So not five, six, seven games. He didn't really step up. Let's be honest. Now, it's not always on him. They're not designing plays for Dotson as much, even when he's the starter. Like, all those things are true. But I do want to see more out of Jahan Dotson in training camp this year. Now, he's off to a good start because I thought in OTAs he looked good. I like the number two on him. He looks fast. He looks more comfortable in the offense. But they got to feel like if AJ or Devontae were to go down, they have somebody that can step in, because I think they're going to throw the ball more this year. I think they're going to throw the ball down the field more this year. And that could suit Dotson's game. If you look at some of the big plays Dotson made last year, they were down the field. So how much will Dotson be involved? How much does he line up on the outside? Those are things I'll be looking for with Jahan Dotson in camp. All right, next up is another rookie, another secondary rookie, and another guy that I honestly wasn't super high on when they drafted. Now, he's not changed my mind the way Mack McWilliams has. Makuba is small in person. When you look at him out on the field, he's not short. He just looks smaller than the other players. I can't really describe it other than that. He just looks undersized. But he's going to be, I think, potentially the guy out there snap one today with the starters next to Reed Blankenship. Maybe it'll be Sidney Brown, but I think they want Makuba to win it. One thing they like about Makuba is all the football he played in college. I mean, he was there for 4 years. Not a lot of guys. Now, Ty Robinson played a lot, but not a lot of guys in the second round often play all 4 years. Because if you're going that high, you're probably coming out after your third year, like as soon as you're able to. Makuba did a lot in college. Makuba played nickel corner. He played safety. He played at two different programs. He played a lot of games. So I think they feel they have a good read on who he can be and what he's able and ready to do as a rookie. And I think he's going to get a real shot to do it. Now, it can be tough to decipher the safety position in general, even when you're watching the game. At least with the offense and defensive linemen, you can see one-on-one battles. You can see, you know, basically what they're supposed to be doing. It's not always as clear with the safety. You know, was he responsible for that, or was he getting over there to help someone else who messed up? But Makuba next to Reed Blankenship is a massive piece here. I mean, that's the last line of defense. So I'm excited to see what Makuba looks like. How many reps with the starters is he getting? Does he eventually take almost all the reps from Sidney? Are they splitting? Because if you go 2 weeks into camp and Fangio doesn't feel good about Makuba or Sidney Brown, they will bring somebody else in. And if they bring somebody else in, that basically means Makuba or Sidney. Makuba won't be gone. I could picture a world where Sidney Brown is traded, but he's got like 2 weeks to win this job. And that starts today when they hit the practice field. All right, final two guys. And again, I could go for all 91 players on the roster. But as you know, look, he's the player that won me the Insider of the Year award. Azeez Ojulari, I think, has the chance to be the premier free agent signing, like a Patrick Robinson type of free agent signing where, look, I think there's probably more expectations for Ojulari than there was for Patrick Robinson, but a guy that they didn't give a lot of money to, a guy that took somewhat of a prove it deal, and a guy that has the potential to be an impact guy. I would put the odds that Azeez Ojulari leads the team in sacks this year among edges at +250. I'd probably go to +2 before I went to +3. This guy has played well in the NFL level. I think he has, off the top of my head, like 22 sacks in 46 games or something like that. He has proven he can get to the quarterback. It's just been about staying healthy. And the Eagles doctors are not, you know, wizards. They can't make players stay healthy, but players have come here with injury concerns and stayed healthy. So credit to the doctors for doing what they do. Hopefully they get the same type of luck it takes to stay healthy that they have with other players. But if Azeez Ojulari is the guy he's been throughout his career, you could argue he's the best edge rusher they have going into camp. I think there's a world where he starts over Jalix Hunt. I think the Eagles would probably prefer, you know, the front office, that Jalix and Nolan Smith start, quote unquote, and then maybe Azeez comes in and he plays almost as many snaps. But Azeez could definitely end up being the best edge they have. He is more proven than the other guys. Now, I think Nolan Smith has higher upside probably than Azeez, although honestly, they're both edge rushers from Georgia who went in the first round and had injury concerns. So it's, you know, they check a lot of the same boxes. But I also think with Jalix, you know, seeing how he develops, seeing if he's ready for this is going to be big. So I'm pumped to see Azeez Ojulari. I will be tracking him closely. All right, finally, Kyle McCord. I was very impressed by Kyle McCord's arm in training camp. In OTA practices. He made a lot of really impressive throws. And I think where this could turn into something of interest with him is, would they trade Tanner McKee? I don't think they would want to go into next year with a rookie as their backup, but would they, if Kyle McCord is awesome and the Saints come calling for Tanner McKee and they can sign a backup veteran off the street, maybe if you can get a third for Tanner McKee and you're super, super impressed by Kyle McCord and you think that Kyle McCord is going to be the backup next year anyway, I would not go into the year with him as the guy. I think you would have to sign somebody that has more experience, you know, so, you know, maybe you like trade for Jameis from the Giants, or like, who knows, right? But I do think Kyle McCord has potential. He made some throws in the OTA practices that were eye-opening. Sometimes in OTA practices, when it's the third string, the fourth string, developmental, obviously I'm always going to feel grateful and lucky for watching Eagles football, but you zone out a little bit, right? You're thinking about other things. There were times where Kyle McCord made everybody snap back to attention with his throws. So I just can't wait to see him get more reps. Now, the third quarterback doesn't get a ton of reps normally in a Nick Sirianni training camp, but I hope Kyle McCord does because I'm really interested in seeing his arm. And it would not shock me if 3 weeks from now we're sitting here and talking about the possibility of, do you trade Tanner McKee and cash in on his value now? I'm high on Tanner, don't get me wrong, but there might be a world where cashing in on him now is a smart thing to do. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Go about, start your day, but know training camp updates coming all day. Practice starts at 10 a.m. Make sure you're on all the social medias because, man, today's the day, and I'm super, super, super excited we have reached this point. So go enjoy your day. Thank you for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, Tommy, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.